This audio is brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your location agent and good neighbour.
Preliminary budget. Did I jump? Oh, no, I'm on. Preliminary budget. Mr. Oski, since we just sent Connie Packin down the road, this one's you.
We need to make it a thousand.
Please. My mistake.
I'll make a motion to approve the 2024-2025 preliminary.
I'll second it.
I've got a motion and a second from that. Now, discussion from the board, or Charles, anything else that we need to add not presented?
No, I think everything was answered, hopefully, when Connie did her presentation. I mean, we spent a lot of hours last Wednesday going through that, so kind of excited about the future of how we plan our budgets with the detail with the new software.
So. Yeah, I think so too. Anything else, board? On the preliminary budget.
And I just want to emphasize what Dave said earlier. It's a preliminary budget. So as we go through that. Right?
Okay. All in favor of approving the preliminary budget as presented, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Okay. All right, this next one is a little trickier. I gave myself a little prep tool. Okay. Next up, we got salary recommendations. And so, you guys listen along to this one, see if you think I got this right. I would entertain a motion to move to approve the superintendent and district business manager's recommendation for the following in one motion. The district will cover all of the 6% increase to the employer's portion of the district health insurance. Two, all employees are granted a step and lane if eligible. Three, all classified employees receive a 75-cent raise to the base. Four, a $1,500 increase to the base of the certified teacher salary schedule. Five, a $1,000 raise to the base for administrative, supervisor, professional, 200-day, 185-day salary schedules. Three, add three additional steps to all of the salary schedules. Sorry, six, three additional steps. And finally, seven, adopt the updated converted salary schedules as presented to allow the district administrators to use the new business software to make salary and budgeting decisions moving forward. So this is a big chunk, and I can repeat any of that or?
So moved.
I got a motion.
Second.
In a second. Discussion.
Read your last one, Travis. Number seven.
We're going to adopt the updated converted salary schedules as presented to allow the district administration to use the new business software to make salary and budgeting decisions moving forward. The software requires every job in the district have a budgeting salary schedule.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Just for clarification, that would still come before the board for approval at budget time, right? What the district software comes up with for...
Oh,
the final budget.
Okay.
So this is just granting us, this is all the feedback we've got for the last 18 months. We're putting it in. It's went from a formula base to a salary schedules. Those get put in. So it's part of the finance board. Also the updates. We did all classified with EMS. Now we're taking some of these chunks. So it's putting salary schedules into our software so that we can manage what we do in the future.
But to be absolutely.
If there's an increase or a step or a lane, you would come right back to this process again next year because that's what would be. Okay.
But all of the salary adjustments I called off in my list are going to be contracts sent out if we approve this. So this is approving the change to the bases and the hourlies.
Yeah.
If we do this, contracts go and we are going to be bound to these numbers. So we're clear.
And those numbers are in the budget you just approved the preliminary.
And so, Travis, just a comment. I'm glad that we received the ECA so that we can offer these salary increases, because if we didn't, it would be very difficult, too, without attrition.
It'll be tough.
So with that, I'm going to go into how we get to the point here in a little bit.
Okay, yeah. There's a couple of key steps that we've got to take to make this all fly.
And this is, again, this isn't the first time. You just didn't read this all off. We went through this over and over.
This was after five or six hours the other night. And I hope I got it done correctly, Mr. Oski. Did that sound right?
I did.
I feel like I got it? Okay. Other discussion from the board? All in favor of approving The salary recommendations, as I just read them, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign. Okay, motion carried. Thank you, guys. I knew that was rather a long one, but I didn't know how to get it right without writing it down first.
I was so tempted to ask you to read
it. Yeah, you should have done it, just for the honor.
Did you get it?
Of course you did. Yeah. All right, next up. Policy revision, second reading.
I'll make a motion to approve policy GCCAC, medical leave.
That's one we've talked about a couple of times. Second. I've got a motion and a second. Discussion from the board.
Did we have any changes to that? Or is it?
I think so. Is this a new policy? Is this a policy that was written by the Wyoming School Board Association?
Our legal counsel.
We created this one on our own, had legal help us.
Okay.
In case of a teacher that got sick, and they would take them off of our insurance after a certain time unless we had this policy in place to protect them. So this one was custom built for us to make sure we can take care of our people as long as we need to.
So, Travis, what triggered it to do this? As we've gone 30 years without it.
Tiffany Sonner. There was a chance that she would have been taken off the insurance, and we didn't feel that was appropriate or right.
Yes, so before we get into personnel.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
So this was a trigger that we talked about in this process of also our insurance company and rules of change. So at a certain point in time, they have to drop. This is kind of that liability, so there has to be policy in place. So when we brought this to you through legal counsel's advice, this is the policy was developed that aligns with our insurance. So we as a district have an option to support our staff.
Yes.
Perfect.
Other discussion? Okay. All in favor of approving the policy revision from the second reading, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign. Righto. Policy revisions, first reading. We've got a pile. Mm-hmm. Let's start with LBD, home-based educational program.
So I'll make a motion to approve policy LBD, home-based school, on the first reading.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Discussion. I believe one of the things we're going to do is change that to home-based educational program instead of schools. There's a couple of other kind of word salad changes, but I don't think it's anything.
Was this by the WSBA lawyers or ARPS?
I believe it was WSBA that came up with some of these, but okay. Heidi, help me. Is that true?
Yeah, when they're reviewing our policy audit, that was one of them that they recommended.
They suggested we make this. So, yeah, that's part of our audit.
And to be clear, then, Charles, you will look at their what they're teaching their kids. Is that correct? The program they're going to use, is that, did I read that correctly?
So it's basically the same thing we've always done, but we cleaned up some legal issues that we were out of compliance with this new policy. So, yeah, as you notice, it's a lot shorter than the previous one. So...
But we still don't approve their curriculum.
That's right.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what, if any, involvement do we have?
We kind of have to do a read-through.
Just acknowledge, like we
always do. And that's a great question to ask. So it says in there that you can go and you can ask them to do some testing. And so if they're way low on the testing, then what? What happened? Anything?
Today. I think the way that's written is only if they want to come back into district do we start testing.
I'm sorry.
We can see if to place them at where we believe they belong in the district.
All right, but you're right,
Charles or Jan.
No, you're
am I?
You're right.
Okay. Yeah, so that one's when they re-enter, we can see. But until then, totally up to them.
Because it says we shall not be the function of the school district to make any judgment about curriculum content.
which makes it strange that we review it if we don't get a comment on it. But
why do we even have any involvement at all with it?
Because there's a state law that says we do.
Well, and I think it has to do with the compulsory education law, too. Kids have to be in school, so this is a parent's way to say, I got my kids in school, and so we don't send Randy and his crew
hunting truants.
Find them,
good call. Thank you. That was
good.
Better answer, because I was confused, too. All right. Any other discussion? All in favor of approving LBD, home-based school, as presented, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Righto. All right. This one's fun. Policy CFB, evaluation of administrators.
I'll make a motion to approve policy CFB, evaluation of administrators.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Discussion from the board.
So there again, Travis, new policy.
I think we had this one. We just whittled the wording down a bit, but I didn't. You might
know because it wasn't, it wasn't adopted at any time, correct?
Oh, okay.
Okay, so there again, what triggered this?
Again, it's the audit from the
School Boards Association audit.
Yep.
The audit from the association, they said we need one.
So when I read through this, and I would presume it's an annual evaluation.
Yep.
But when I read it, it's not really clear to me. And so there's a line in there. It says goal planning, and I think it needs to say an evaluation.
Oh. So
it's in the second paragraph.
The superintendent or other administrative supervisor will conduct an annual goal planning conference with each administrator.
Right. Should it say goal planning and evaluation?
And then that it says informative conference should be conducted at each interview prior to the completion of the summative evaluation.
Beginning of the school year or the beginning of the calendar year?
School year.
Okay.
So the next paragraph down.
The school year.
Okay, as long as.
In the next one down, we get
it's
the.
It's clear.
Well,
that's the main thing.
I'm hoping so. The second one, the administrator evaluation and superintendent's recommendation. So it's at least implied. I think he's right. We might need to put it in that first paragraph.
So you got to remember, the superintendent or other administrative supervisors will conduct an annual goal planning conference at with each administrator at the beginning of each evaluation cycle. So that
there
means the start of the evaluation. So that clearly identifies that there's an evaluation.
Yep.
And then we complete it by the end of the year.
Okay. Other comments or questions on this one?
So, Travis, this is where we went to committee and came back, and you and I met with Bridget.
Yeah.
Because of that last paragraph. So, we summarized, we moved some of the words around, but I do want to make it very clear to the board that our conversation with Bridget that day and what we have here is a recommendation from legal counsel.
Everybody good? Any questions on that final end? All right. All in favor of approving CFB, evaluation of administrators, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign. On the second reading. All right. Policy KB, parental rights. This was because of new legislation, if I recall correctly. Is that right, Heidi? This guy's a chunk.
Travis, I'll make a motion to approve policy KB, parental rights, so we can have discussion.
Okay. Got a motion and a second for policy KB, parental rights.
So, Charles, did they bring this forth because there was questions about parental rights within the school districts?
So this was a legislative that got passed with concerns that school districts weren't, so that's how this law was created. And then the School Boards Association was challenged with developing a new policy that aligns to what legislators felt needs to be happening in schools. So there was obviously a concern around the state with legislators that schools weren't doing some of these things, so it became law, and that's where this policy came into play.
Okay.
So can you give the Cliff Notes version of this?
I got to be honest with you, it just came out last week.
Yeah, it's real new.
And the reality is there is a lot to this. The School Boards Association attorney has not even been able to truly interpret what was here yet, so that is coming.
And remember, it's first reading.
Yeah,
so we all have time.
We've got a month to
fine-tune it if we need to.
Hopefully, get report. Yes.
I mean, judging by conversation as the legislature was in session, I feel like this is giving out as a scare tactic that right now parents don't have rights, and they very much do. They're the parents. They've got it all. I know Mr. Evans has had to hear me say, but I'm the mom.
Yeah.
I'm the mom. That trumps.
Well, Wyoming has had a parental rights law on the books for years.
Right. And so I don't, I'm going to vote no for this, not because I'm in denial of parental rights, but I think it's a thinly veiled political statement that was geared way more at a general misunderstanding or misconception that we are trying to change children's sexual orientation, or that we are giving how to be gay classes in public school. I feel like it's a strong political thing that has just been lumped into inherent rights that, of course, parents
have
already.
I
don't think this is that much, and that is very much a personal take. I don't think this is just about parental rights.
No, I agree. I also would note that legal counsel advises us to get this in place so that we are covered in case somebody should approach us and say, we don't feel like you are protecting our parental rights. We have to have something we can fall back on and say we are doing
this. I just want you to know, this is state law.
Yes, we have to have some policy.
This is state law that has to be approved by July 1st.
I don't like that
state law. I don't either.
And I get it. I mean, I feel like it's giving the perception that right now we don't give parents rights. And
We've never had this problem.
I agree with that. We are giving them rights. There are rights, there are policies, but this is a policy that was written due to state law that needs to be in place by July 1st. And I, as a superintendent, have a responsibility to bring it in front of you or the board and have this as a policy written and approved by July 1st.
So, Charles, if it's a state law, why do you have to have a policy?
We have to have a policy that shows we're following state law.
Yeah, that's how we comply. Big Brother spoke, and we must obey.
I want to be very clear. Mr. Oski, as a superintendent of Johnson County School District Number 1, did not write the School Boards Association. They write a policy for me. They wrote this for all 48 school districts in the state of Wyoming because we have to have a policy in place. There are other things that Johnson County School District has piloted with the School Boards Association, but this is not one.
So we used to have about 300 policies. What are we going to get up to, like 350 or
so? Oh, yeah, we're really pushing the envelope.
And I want you guys to memorize them all.
Right.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I do have one item within the third section 3, parental notification consent instruction, where it says in paragraph 2,
section 3, the second paragraph,
in order to ensure transparency and allow parents to make informed decisions regarding their students' exposure, instruction related to sexual orientation and gender identity, school employees will obtain written or electronic parental consent at least one day prior to any training courses, classes that address sexual orientation or gender identity. But then in the next paragraph, it says that the parents, if they want to opt out, that they are to notify in writing one day. So it's one day and one day. And so it doesn't say that obviously they can at least one day, but then the parent has one day before to respond. So how does, we all know in the world of, communication.
That's pretty short.
One day.
Well, especially if it's in a kid's backpack.
Yeah. If it's in a kid's backpack or it's in, what right does that give to the parent?
I assumed it was a piece of paper that said aye or no. But I don't know about the one day either. Do we need to bump that? Should we say?
I don't know who wrote that, but I'm like, so there at least one day, to give one day.
I just want to encourage everybody that this is a policy that needs to be approved. What we agreed to and what you heard is we can come back to the table, we can rewrite, you can look at making adjustments as a board, and then they recommended that whatever you put into writing goes back to the School Boards Association for their review. And again, this is tied to state law. And they're just trying to cover. So we can have that conversation, bring administrators to the table. I know there's some great concerns with what's in front of you. But if we don't get this approved today, and maybe we can put a committee together and we can work with administration, we have to have this in place by July 1st. So if there's a committee that would like to come together and we don't approve it tonight, we can have a special board meeting. We can bring it to the table for a first reading, then get it to the School Boards Association for review and go from there. But the first reading does not put this into play. The first reading, all it does is bring it to the table, and then we can come back and make changes. So I'm just being persistent enough in saying the attorneys wrote this for a reason according to state statute, and that's their expertise, not me. So we can argue all the points that they put in there, but there's a reality. They put something in place according to state statute, and that state statute we're trying to abide by as a district. So I would encourage, if we can get this first reading, if there are a couple board members that would like to sit on a committee with...
General, put an order on that. We have a policy committee. We have several board members sitting upon it.
But the policy committee, if you remember, is on summer recess until August. Unless it was a flat emergency, that we was not going to bring that, that you as a board of trustees would trust, and they would trust you, that with this parental, we agreed in that committee, because it's state law, because the attorney has brought it to the table, that they gave us the right to move forward with that.
And I'm going to kind of counter you. I'm not disagreeing with the fact that it's state law and that it's now a requirement that we have it, but I still think we always have the right to discuss it.
Absolutely.
As a board, and I do. I agree with Lynette. I don't think one day notice for anyone, you know, I don't know if that's due justice either.
So I know it says, but it says at least one day, and I can tell you, like, from experience, I mean, Craig, you would know, because it's in your school that they do, what is it, fifth grade, fourth grade?
Yeah, but we don't do anything with gender identity.
You don't, but I'm saying, you do send home a note to parents, and it's much more ahead than one day to say, here's the materials we're going to go through, and it happens with other classes as well.
Dr. Miller, help me just a little. At some point, we will have the curriculum page fully up and running, and this will be available for parents 24/7, year-round. They can see these coming way ahead of any one-day issue. So,
is there anything we're currently denying parents the way our parental rights policies and procedures stand right now?
No, I'm aware of.
Okay.
Jody, you had something?
I think on this thing where it's talking about one day, it doesn't mean that the parents are going to receive it on Thursday and the training or the class or the curriculum is on Friday. Those parents may receive that thing today, and the instruction of that is going to be on the 15th of June. They have to have it to them by the 14th.
Back
by
the
14th. Yeah, I think that is what that means. I don't think it means, here's your letter, you have to sign it today because we're doing it tomorrow. I mean, just like you pointed out with all the puberty stuff that goes on in fourth and fifth grade classes, those come out to parents a week ahead of time or so, and you need to return it to them. But I think the parents are going
until
to
get it back.
I read it the same way as
there are situations, though. I mean, I just think about, like, the parent, what if you're on vacation with your kids?
I think our schools here do a really nice job.
When it comes back to us, that our communication is clear within this district.
I think our school does a nice job with sending out messages.
I agree.
Text, emails.
I'm not denying that at all.
And they do that. But I mean, that's what I think that's been saying. I don't think it's...
How about we make a policy? Well, can't teach you.
So can I just add something?
Please.
So just so Jody brought up the puberty that happens in fifth grade. Yeah, it does. But we have some instruction that was on.
That's a fact.
No kid participates in that instruction unless we have either a signature from a parent or our school nurse has talked to the parent and we know it's the parent on the phone. And so, yes, stuff gets sent home ahead of time. And I would imagine that's across the board. And no, we do not talk about gender identity. Maybe someday we will. I'll probably be gone. But anyway.
And Mr. Chair, if I
please. Like,
just as a member of the policy committee, I understand we have to have something in place by July 1. Is that correct, Mr. Oski? It could be possible, if it was the board's desire, to put something in place and then prioritize looking at it.
Start here next
once
year.
Once we get into next year. And if there's some things that the board wants the policy committee to look at specifically, we could be tasked with that.
Make those notes. Yeah, good call. Other discussion, board? Okay, hearing none. All in favor of approving KB Parental Rights 2024, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Aye. Two.
I thought that was three.
Was it Jen?
No. Okay.
She
I have my
elbow. Jen.
Just checking
us. I don't like the policy, but I'll go for first read.
I agree. Okay. Next up, policy file BEER. There's a dash in there, so it isn't actually beer.
Oh.
It better be a high school policy. Okay. I would entertain a motion to discuss policy beer rules of practice 24.
So moved.
Second it.
Motion and a second. All right, board. What did you think about this one?
There again, we'll make sure we know this is first reading.
Yeah, first reading and...
And a lot to read.
There better be a training class or two before anybody makes me hold up my end of this.
I think this needs to be presented, Mr. Chair, excuse me. It should be presented to us in a work session.
I would like that, too.
I concur entirely. What's the background, Heidi, on this one, please?
So, this is in conjunction with the parental rights policy. This is in tying into that hearing piece of it. So we already had the policy. They wanted to add this verbiage to go with it.
And was that tacked on as part of the audit, or is this a...
No, it's part of that other parental rights policy that needs to be in place.
So who wrote this one for us? Where did the change come from? School Boards Association wrote this as part of the one we just talked about. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty good. Right upside with local.
So just to be clear, this is something that they want us to have in place again.
Yep.
Okay. But we can certainly pass this on first reading, and then at a work session we can go through it
well
and get the details.
I so love Dr. Hansen's idea too. Is
yeah,
policy
like
committee
also.
Start here when you reconvene?
Does this have to be by July 1st as well?
So, what I'm hearing is there's a time frame. What I'm hearing is what do I control and not control? I don't control timelines that's been established by legislation. So, and I hear their concerns. I hear that there's a work session and possibly bringing this back to the committee. So, a commitment on the board's part to do a work session between now and July 1st. That means bringing legal counsel to counsel through that. Is that what I'm hearing you would like to do maybe at the work session in June?
Do we want to do a special
deal?
I mean, just because of the sheer length of it, even it would be good to have legal.
We need to understand it better.
I completely agree. So we wish to have this brought to us at the next work session.
That'd be good.
And have legal counsel coach us through what all of this entails. And I assume we're going to want the same advice on the previous one? Or are we going to
sure.
do them one more time?
Both, that'd be great.
It sounds like they're tied together to me, so we probably
yeah,
need that
yeah.
both. But Charles, if you think that's right, say so.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I follow the direction of the board.
Okay.
It's
sort of uncharted ground for me. All right, board. So what is our go here? We're going to approve this on first with the understanding we will have a work session on this at our next scheduled work session, or do you want to call a special session to deal with this?
Just
the regular work session with the legal counsel next round. Okay. So all in favor of approving the beer rules of 24 as presented for first reading only with the understanding we will go over this at the next work session, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
It'll be the one policy number we always remember.
I wonder if that was an accident. All right.
So, Mr. Chairman.
Please.
So, June 5th is our regular work session. We have strategic plan review. We have ESSER 3 plan review. We have 24-25 budget update. We have the superintendent's evaluation. And now we have this. Okay.
Charles, how long will the ESSER 3 review take?
I had my wishes, 3 minutes.
Well,
so
it's
we'll bring a committee.
It's going away, so.
But yeah, so. But I'm just pointing out the work.
It's
session.
Going to be a heavy work session.
So, I also want to say, in fairness to me, I'd like my evaluation to be done with some time,
right,
not
please.
Rushed at the very end. So if we do need to have a special meeting to do my evaluation, I would appreciate that, or that would definitely have to be done in July.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Isn't your evaluation always done in a special meeting?
I would hope it's not done at the end at 11 o'clock.
Gotcha. I understand. So I think that should be first.
So we can put those in play, but that's something you and I need to talk about.
Okay.
And when we get there, if we need to, we can always table it for another day.
Yeah.
If it gets too late. Even though I hate to bring
legal counsel in here and then say, oh, sorry, we're going to not get to that tonight. So let me come up with an agenda, you guys, and see if I can approximate some times. I will send it out, and then if you guys will get back to me, we can decide about splitting that load into a couple of meetings.
I was like, I'd be receptive to having the superintendent evaluation
as a standalone.
All its own. Mm-hmm.
I think that's the most appropriate course, too.
That deserves time and attention.
I agree with you 100%. That should be a meeting all to itself.
So what is the pleasure of the board? Do we wish to pick a time for a special meeting as an action item and have that, we'll split that to its own item? Agreed?
Yeah.
Okay, so when we get into action items, somebody bring that back to my attention, please.
Action items.
Outstanding. Okay, what's the next? I need a motion to do what we all just said we were going to do. If somebody got it down right. Oh, let's see.
We're on communication plan.
Wait. Communication plan's next.
We approved that development.
Yeah, we got the first reading done. I'm trying to decide if we need to split the special meeting for the superintendent's review.
I think that's something you can just conduct as a chairman and figure out a date.
Yeah, because May is a pretty busy month with graduation going on. Like you said, the work session is going to be the...
I don't think we can add anything right now to the agenda anyway.
Oh, you're right.
So yeah, get it figured out, and we can always call a special meeting.
Okay, that'll work. All right, next up, communication plan. We've seen the request for proposal and the responses we've got. Need a motion to make...
I'm going to make a motion to accept the Kalin Marketing Solutions as our communication plan for the upcoming year.
I would second that.
Got a motion and a second to accept the Kalin Marketing Solutions proposal for our new communications plan. Discussion from the board.
To be clear, that is what they quoted us is a year plan. Is that correct, Charles? That's
so
how I read it.
The next 2 years.
Excuse me?
Over the next 2 years.
So, let's go back then. It was $39,000 per year or for the 2 years?
For the total package.
Total package of 2 years. Okay, thanks for the clarification. Makes me feel a little better.
This was the woman we saw.
At the board training, that's right.
Yeah. I just think we saw her. We know what we're getting. We liked her.
Yeah. It's a real good training.
Why do we need it?
We're not taking great advantage of some of the communications channels that people are using, and so we're missing opportunities to get in contact with our community. There's some ways we can improve on that. She's going to try to help train us in how to do so.
I think $1,000 worth of not communicating well.
Yeah, with 160 kids that are outside the district in this county right now, easily.
They're also going to review our website to make it a little more user-friendly, I believe.
Yep.
Right? And, of course, what you alluded to, Randy and Travis, is the goal is to try to get more students, get a lot of those students back in school here, and that will help justify the cost.
That's the goal, anyway.
Mr. Chair. Okay, so I had a question. For lack of a better word, the Pasco Public Relations, I felt like it was... more designed, like with Johnson County in mind. I feel like that they went through every scope. But my question is this, and I could be wrong, but were their fees like a la carte? Like they just kept adding on? And so.
You are correct.
Okay. No, that's right.
I was a little confused. Okay.
It was more of a menu than a.
Yeah. And so everything, like we could. Pick and choose, kind of, but everything was just an added fee.
And the other one can add on a little bit for transportation, they said, and was it lodging?
Yeah, there lodging and too.
But no, it's not going to be much of an
massive.
Add that I saw.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Jen.
Didn't we use Pascal before?
For the COVID website, I believe.
They did the communication piece with COVID for the district, the county, and was kind of led some of that throughout the state of Wyoming, so you are correct.
Do you have this is not my wheelhouse, so I guess I have to defer to you, Mr. Roski. Do you have one or no?
So to come back, when you guys came back from the School Boards Association training, this is the individual we've seen that's working with school districts. I think her focus is intentional on what you as a board, this is what the school board's telling.
Yes.
Okay.
So that communication piece, you'll also see in her the other school districts that she's already working with.
Okay.
Very similar to that piece. I know Pascal has done a great job for us. Those are some add-ons, but what kind of initiated starting having this conversation was the presentation that was given at the School Boards Association.
Okay. And you guys really thought she did a bang-up job?
She did.
Oh, she did.
She identified several avenues of communication that would be not difficult to implement that we are missing the boat on terribly. There's just a lot of success stories that people don't know are happening. So it's on us to get that out there.
She can get you excited about education by talking to her.
Yeah, we all left thinking, boy, can we do good things? Anyway. All right, any other discussion on this one? All in favor of approving the proposal presented by Callen Marketing Solutions, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay. Next up is access control. I hope. Okay. Charles, can you get us up to speed?
You have to have a motion first.
Oh, sorry. Every bloody time I got to do it.
I'll make a motion to approve the quotes presented for the access control projects for Middle Ark, Club Peak, and Buffalo High School.
Now we need some information because I didn't understand it either.
Second.
Can I get a second? We've got a second. Okay, motion and a second. Can you break this down for us a little bit? Tell us.
So these are the access control. I'll turn it back over to John, but this has been our goal to go to one platform district-wide.
So
we have systems that are failing, your entrances to your door, so that access control is updating and going to one system district-wide. So that's been our initiative to help with John and the programming of all the doors around the district. So this is part of that project or that initiative that we're trying to do. So.
Guys, help me. This is even simple stuff, like when we have a professional training day and teachers need to go to buildings that aren't typically theirs, they right now have to have help getting in, and they would be able to key their way to such meetings.
What this does, every building in our district has access control fob readers. Right now, we had three systems when I started here 3 years ago. We're down to two. Precision Edge is no longer supported. These three buildings are on Precision Edge. I have to get them moved off before it crashes and we lose all access control. I believe I touched on this in previous board reports about access control projects coming up. We need to get to one platform. Not much is going to change with a fob and just the operating system that operates it. So
this was part of our project to go out for the COPS grant and try to get that additional funding, but because we didn't get that, we're pushing a few major maintenance because the systems are failing. It's part of that evaluation of the district, different platforms that need to be changed. But we have definitely focused on bringing it to one platform. Verkata has been the one that we've chosen to go with, so this kind of aligns to what's in the other schools.
So all the cameras, all the doors will be on one platform.
So why
gas management will be on the, we have a sensor in the data center in case we have AC failure in there. It alarms the technology department, the maintenance department. That's all hands on deck. Because we can't have the data center
going down.
Most of you remember, we did access control at Clear Creek last year. The year before that, we did it in KC School. So let's just get these last buildings up to speed. Access control. It ties to the lockdown. It ties to the fire alarms. It's crucial for safety.
And we've talked about badges around the district. So you have staff badges and so identification pieces. So once you get to one platform, there's a lot more opportunity for some of the things that we would like to do, so it's all on one platform, one reader, one system that we can maintain. So.
With this system, I can input all the staff to create those badges. Just have to pick cards, which I have samples, pick a printer, and then we'll have cards, identification.
The picture on the badge
which
is
will help.
Fabulous. It's HD.
Yeah. I don't want to travel with this. it'll also help transportation, when they're at state events or at other schools, they'll know that they're with a school. They're the bus drivers. So I think it's crucial to the district to upgrade these systems.
So Charles, is there any ESSER 3 funds left? Because ESSER 3 also involves safety, and John's talking about safety. Because it's to do the three schools, you're looking at $180,000+.
So he's also using, well, John, I'll let you explain.
Using
this
what?
Is all major maintenance funding.
Okay.
All
also
come under
security funding, right?
Yes. On the metal art building I chose to use, we have a little over $19,000 in the capital security funding. I believe that was stated in my report for the dollar amount. Johnson County School District was awarded $1,638,000 for security. There were so many strings tied to it, no one wanted to use it. The state has released the strings on it. Guest management was done. Clear Creek Middle School was done with security funds. That account's going to be gone. The legislature is going to pull that money back. And they said, use it on this. So I also asked if I could use the other $4 million that's sitting on the table that other districts have used, and they told me no.
Good thought, though.
So, John, help me just a little bit, and I don't want to take a lot of time up to understand this. So you get the first page. It's pretty clear to me, you know, that you have the hardware and software in place, and you're at $47,000. Then the same quote goes in, and it's just a different monitors and stuff within that school is the additional $18,000, the cameras and stuff?
No, there's no cameras. There's some intercoms that are going to be on this. Currently at Buffalo High School, there's an intercom at the lower gym door. So if any student is behind down at the field, the door's locked, they can go and push. This new system, I could have it ring to Mr. Mater's phone, I could have it ring to Mr. Ostheimer's phone, the coach's phone, to let him in. Everything listed on there, MetalArc is another one I'm at, an intercom system. Those food service gals, they get trucks at 5 in the morning. they don't know who's out there when it's dark.
Sure.
So it's a safety deal. They'll be able to buzz in. People inside the building will be able to see who's outside. And professional services, I believe is how it's listed.
Yeah.
For the $17,992, is that what you're talking about? That's install. That's install of all
the products. Mr. Ferris, is it working well at your school?
Good question.
Yes, the access works well. Yeah.
No issues?
Okay.
Come with any kind of a warranty?
Yeah.
Yeah, it all has warranty, and we have support with that.
Warranty until they leave.
I got it.
Well, no. I actually have a lot of support around us, from Dayton, Ranchester, to Sheridan, to Casper, and I have Bricata as well in California. Like I said, it'll be on every building.
Okay.
And with this, I can program times for every door that has Bricata access control. For Buffalo High School, I can't. They have other events, like custodial door, or South Auditorium door. I cannot put a schedule on those. Brandon's building, I know Mr. Vlasic has had, we've taken advantage of scheduling doors we've never been able to schedule before for events. So that way they can focus that traffic coming in the one door and then going out of the door so it comes in handy. And that way the custodians know that those doors are scheduled and they'll lock. They check them, but
thanks for the explanation, Joe.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I was struggling with board docs earlier and wasn't able to open those. But now that I have questions that are not public session questions. They're executive legal questions. Is it possible for us to address this in executive for discussion and then come
make
out?
Make the motion after.
After, to, for some clarification.
Charles, we got any objection? That seems the correct move to me, too. I think we need to look at this one closely.
Okay, what are we going into executive for personnel reasons, for legal reasons?
I would say potential slash
legal reasons.
Potential
legal. Reasons.
Legal.
It's posted as personnel and legal.
Yeah. So, yeah,
it's legal.
We could vote it down, then make another motion to table it until after
discussion on executive.
So this does need to be approved tonight if we're going to move forward with this project.
Yeah, okay. I agree, but there's a few things we need to double check to make sure we're protecting the district.
So we could take action after the executive when the
clarification. Yes, come out and take the action.
One thing I just want to add before we do that is I had a mandatory walkthrough with a sign-in sheet. This was invited to 5 contractors. We received 3 quotes. I can't make anyone bid, but I had the sign-off sheet for the mandatory walkthrough.
But we already have the motion on the table, so it has
so
to be
we voted it down.
So I want to, without going into any litigation here real quick, I want you to understand that everything through our federal investigation, everything has been addressed here. So all the things that might be a concern that came through this process have all been addressed, if there's any of those kind of concerns on the table. Okay.
Board, is that enough? Are you satisfied with this?
So.
You're reading the same thing we are, so you guys feel like we covered it. All right.
Yeah, I mean, if things have been addressed, yes. I feel better.
The answer is absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
Another discussion. All in favor of approving the access control as presented? All 3 quotes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Shoot, nothing to it. Okay, from the board.
So, Travis, I want the board on their own to read policy BIA. If you guys will jot that down and read it.
Sure.
In your own time. We just to make sure that we as a board are following our own policy, please.
Say it one more time.
BIA.
Other things from the board? Has anybody else got anything needs addressed here? Hearing none. Go ahead.
Travis.
Please.
This is where I would ask for permission or ask for your feedback. My superintendent weekly reports every Friday. Is there a possibility instead of 3 or 4 hours on Friday, are they serving their needs? Can I go every other Friday? I mean, what is the board like or not like with those weekly board reports?
Yeah.
If it's something that's really beneficial to you every Friday with the time, it's just a time management for me, but I really just need your feedback on whether you would like weekly board reports or go every other week.
And the question I started was, when we have a work session, we're covering all of it at that point, and same thing at board meetings. So if we put it in the off weeks when we don't have those,
I agree.
Would that
so
be?
Is this a discussion to have in the Charles's evaluation?
I suppose we could certainly discuss it. I was just looking to cut down some of the traffic and extensive reading requirements and thought every other week or off weeks when we don't have a work session in at need. I mean, you can always come through and say something happened.
Because I think in the evaluation we ask you what we'd like to have, and so I think this is more appropriate for that.
I think it's a legitimate question to say, are you doing too much?
Yes.
Like me personally, I'm happy if you're just notifying us whenever crap goes bad.
At need.
If it's important, if it's something that you feel like to address for the week, what something happened that needs to be addressed, or this is coming up and needs to be addressed, you could go the month without sending one that wouldn't upset me. And I know that comes as a surprise to everyone here. But I think that I think you could definitely dial it back from everything, because I can only imagine how much time you're spending doing all that stuff every week. And please don't apologize whenever it's like a few hours late. it's not necessary. I think you could probably dial it back to
bi-weekly,
just to give yourself a little bit less things on your plate, for sure.
I think they're extremely valuable. I learn a ton from them. I won't lie, it takes me a while to get through it, but I respect the time that you put into it, and so I'm going to put the same time into reading it, and I have to reference back, because I think we all know my memory's not amazing, so I have to reference back frequently, and I know just where to go. That being said, I can see where it would be prohibitive with, I'm sure you have a couple other things going on.
One or two.
Where if it, ease that burden and for time management
Hear, if it's valued, then if there's a value and there's a purpose, then we'll do it.
If
there's something
valued, but your time is valued as well. So, I mean, that's...
But with Dave's conversation, we can maybe have that conversation.
We can, and I'm not opposed to anything, because I'm good with bi-weekly, because there's a lot of redundancy in it. And I'm with Randy, if you just hit the highlights, that's what we need.
Okay. If everybody agrees, let's go to bi-weekly. We can further discuss and hammer it up at another point. But for now, switch to bi-weekly or at need.
Okay.
Good call. Am I forgetting anything else we talked about? I know I blew that one.
Nope.
All right. Graduation date reminder.
So, thanks whoever made these, Heidi. Appreciate it.
The school did.
Yeah, that was.
So, all the celebrations, we'll get to it. Starts Sunday, everybody. So, we'll start out with Dr. Hansen, 11 o'clock. What time should we be there? 10:30?
Probably, just to get settled.
Okay.
Feel comfortable. It'll probably be filled up by 10:30, I guess.
So, one of the questions that Gib has asked me is, just for knowing, when we were on stage last year, VHS graduation, it was a pretty full stage to get everybody across. So is it an expectation that all of the board is on the stage, or just certain members of the board and myself go up on stage? So
I think last year we did a pretty good job of just setting, it was a year before we had a whole bunch of people. But
so
we used to rotate through.
Yeah.
We'd pick two or three board members, and then next year have some more.
Yeah. I think it's however many Gib wants on stage. Not to put you on the spot, totally, but
I know through Heidi, Jan, Casey have requested to hand out diplomas. My question is Mr. Oski, others that want to be on the platform.
I definitely think superintendent should want
to. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the super for sure.
I will be on the platform. It's a matter if there's a couple of you as board members would like to hand out certain diplomas. We'll make sure that happens, just to recognize. We don't want to take away the celebration of the ceremony for other people that have put in the time and effort to give those guys the diplomas too. But to be recognized and be there, I think it's good for the kids to see. So with that, Gabe was just asking for space and management.
I'm perfectly content if Jen and Casey want to handle this.
Yeah, and Casey, like where you have your son's graduating,
No, I'm just the VHS liaison, and I love all of them. So
that's right. He's a junior.
He's a junior.
Okay, because I think Travis said, if you have a member of your family that's graduating,
yeah,
I absolutely think you need to be on stage.
Oh, agreed.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
thank you.
You two are happy handling it? Anybody else need to get up there? All right, let's do it that way. Two and one. Jake?
So for Casey, you have all received an email with an updated handout. It has the correct people on stage for handing out the diplomas. And I took the liberty, Chris, of putting you on handing out the high school diploma.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So it should have gone to your email for JCSB1. If you didn't get it, please let me know.
When did you send it, Jake?
Okay, I'll fix that here.
Jake, when did you send it?
I sent that to 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Okay, so very satisfied with KC2? Good? All right. Next up, the initiative that we've been discussing sort of at an angle all night.
So Travis, as a board chair, I did send a draft document to you as a board of trustees, and it's something we'll work with administration as we move through. Those are all comments and feedback that I've heard throughout the year with some of the initiatives in there. BHS has done a great job with their master schedule. Gibbs would like to present to our master schedule committee. They've done some great planning, and we need to sit down and move forward with that. But this initiative, in the first part of it, this is where we're at as a district. You've challenged me to come to you as a board of trustees with becoming not only a balanced but a sustainable budget.
Yes.
That's where we're at. And I feel the work that's been done over the last couple of years, and some very fortunate with the ECAs that have been given. We need a long-term plan. We have numbers that are decreasing, all right? And it's just not at the fault of the school. It's the community. I mean, if you look at the community workforce and what we're doing with the housing, obviously there's less families, more retirement. So those are things we have to start doing some long-term planning to sustain, all right? We've heard that as far as our communication plan, where we're at, we're talking about. We're not the only, and this isn't in Buffalo, it's everywhere. It's not the only show in town, so there's a competitive edge that goes along with that. Had some really good conversations with administrators that realized that this is an initiative that we start transitioning to next year for the following year, which is 25-26. But for me to be as transparent as I can, if our goal is to be recruiting because of base salary, there has to be some sustainability with where we're at. Our ECA is something that we're beneficial now, but the reality is we lost one FTE, and our ADM, which drives our model, has gone down. All right? There is some the incoming kindergarten classes are lower than they've been. So again, we're projecting. Obviously, it's a projection. And it's not just the high school level, but there is a bubble coming up through that was currently in Craig's building, that's coming up through the middle school, and it'll be at the high school as we move through. So this isn't a doom and gloom. It's a process of we can't kick the can down the road. We have to start looking at how do we plan and what do we do to get there, and that perception. So that initiative writes some things in to starting to give numbers and projections of how we do that. That is huge for myself and Connie as we start projecting where we're going to put money and how we're going to put money and what we're going to put it towards. But for me to come to you as a board, this is an initiative that needs to become a priority, that I work with you and I work with district leadership to find something that is obviously obtainable. But through attrition, we need to start looking at where we're at. We need to live within our boundaries. And the boundaries are only going to get tighter. Whether you agree to it or not, the writing's on the wall. ESSER funds are gone. Federal funds are decreasing. And the state, we live in a state of Wyoming where minerals drive how we fund education. And if you're doing any reading, you've got to project where that's going to be. We need to be one of those districts that's proactive and not reactive. And that's my goal. I do not want to leave this position in a way that a district has to be reactive to a scenario. I want us to start planning. So when you have a $20 million worth of projects, the facilities projects, we're trying to get our depreciation reserve up where we can replace equipment. We want to sustain staff, and we want to maintain the quality of education we already have in JCSD, number one. Then there needs to be some long-term planning, and that's what the strategic plan is. So with that, as a board, Travis, I think the committee that we already have established, we can start looking at scheduling and working with that. So, Lynette, you're the head of that. That will be kind of something we discuss and then start bringing this back to the table. And that might be one more thing we add to the work session in June, which, again, this is exciting stuff.
It is.
There's a lot going on, but we do need to have a plan and where we're going to be in the future. Okay?
Agreed. All questions right. Or thoughts from the board? It seems to make the funding model match what the budget we just approved matches or looks like. We've got to do this. This is critical to moving forward and staying sustainable. So,
Mr. Chair,
please.
What I like, the one statement that you made, Mr. Oskey, I really like is to be proactive instead of reactive. We, for years, and I mean decades, that's how we have functioned. We haven't done anything until it happens. And I think you have to have, that one statement just should be tattooed across our foreheads. We have to become proactive instead of reactive because I'm tired of that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let the journey begin.
Yes. All right, next up, the repealing gun-free zones.
All right, nearly sit down for this one.
Yeah.
So everybody knows that the current state legislators passed a law the governor vetoed. Proactively, we know it's coming back and it will come back at the beginning. So when we met as School Boards Association, we met as WASA, we started talking about if we want to be in control of what this looks like, then they're encouraging communities and boards to start having the conversation. I want to repeat, having a conversation about what your community wants and what it would look like in your school district. So the school district's in control. We just had this conversation with another policy that came in. So this is their recommendation to be in control of what we want. So I want to just inform the community and the stakeholders that this is something we as a board need to look at. It's not something that's getting approved tomorrow. It's going to start looking at a process. I think we need to start with legal counsel. We need to start with insurance. We need to start with law enforcement. And we need to start with administration having this conversation and really dissecting what the law, how it was written, and what it needs to look like. So this is just a kickoff statement that this is something that we need to start looking at And there's a time frame on this. We need to do this between now and next legislation. So the reality is the clock is ticking. So this is another thing that will be coming to the table. But I'm going to make it very clear. I'm not here to promote this. I'm here to say we've got to look down the road, and we can either be proactive or we can be very upset with what law gets put into place, and then we have no control. So we as a community, along with the school board, need to decide how we're going to move forward with this. Fair?
Concur. Entirely.
Okay.
So, you got thoughts on this one?
Thoughts on this one.
How do we go about getting this discussion going? Randy, I'm going to have to lean on you a ton on this. I don't know how we have law enforcement respond to a building full of...
Crazy is coming, and it's coming down the tracks.
Yes.
We have a very, I consider myself a pretty Second Amendment conservative person, but we have a very far right wing group that's in the House and the Senate right now that are passing some ridiculous laws, and this is going to be one of them. It's coming. They came close to overriding this veto, and it's going to come. Do I agree with some of the stuff? Yeah, but do we need to have guns in the schools? Probably not. As far as allowing anybody to bring them in, we just got it done with TAC 1 training. It would be a complete, S show for us responding as law enforcement to a high school event and have six of the parents also armed.
Which one?
For an active shooter event. It's going to be a problem, and frankly, I don't know how we can prepare for it until we actually have a law that passed that says it's okay to do it. And so, I don't know, because if we as a district decide what those rules and stipulations are going to be, and then that's overridden by what state law comes down with and says, because we can't make a rule that overrides.
I think what they're asking for, Randy, is to get really truly input from districts what they really want, so then we can lobby what the school districts want.
We can't even have Copenhagen on school grounds, but now we're going to let everyone bring guns in.
Yeah.
I mean, right now it's set up where if the kids see someone with a gun, that is the bad guy, unless it's your police officer that visibly shows they're the good guy, and I.
Well, that's true for the police responding as well. There's only one person in there with a gun. That's
yeah.
who the and target
it,
is. That changes.
So, and again, these are conversations that will start, and we can start asking those questions. What does this look like? What does this really mean? Because I respect what you're saying, Randy. I don't want to put a lot of work into this, and then we don't get anything. But we really do need to get input from our stakeholders, and I want to say our patrons, our parents, and our administrator, what does that look like?
Our buildings.
What kind of things do we
talk
about?
Okay. We're going to have to lean hard on the buildings, guys. Each situation is so unique. We're going to have to come up with something. All right, we're start putting your thinking hats on. We're going to have to figure this one out.
So next one, ESSER 3. Dave had a great comment. We're going to come together as a committee. We'll talk about it, and then I'll come to the board, and we set a target of 3 minutes. So we'll go through that process, but between now and June, we'll have to have an ESSER 3 meeting to talk about what that is. Again, it's required. It's part of the auditing process that just kicked off. And just so you know, the first ESSER questions that would come out were very simple. Bam, bam, bam. Now it's like you're putting your answer in serious writing to be held accountable for when the audit comes in. So it's real. It's just started. So, okay.
Thoughts on that one? June work session, June 5th, 5:15 here. Everybody pack your lunch. We've got a load of things to do, and we're going to be here a while.
And we haven't decided when we're going to set.
No, I will send out messages. We can all check calendars
Okay, thank you.
Now we'll get that fixed. Okay, so make a note of travel.
So the work session is here. Yes. The meeting is in Casey.
Check. Work session here.
Yes.
June.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Meeting's in Casey.
What day is that?
May 13th.
No, June.
Dark. Wrong date, Trav. June 10th. Thank you.
June 10th. Okay, thank you.
Seniors would be happy, but we could use another bunch of good comments.
Okay. That brings us to the end of the public session of this. We're going to go into executive session next after a 5-minute break. Everybody take five, stretch your legs.
Make a motion.
Please.
Make a motion to enter executive session per Wyoming Statute 16-4-405 for personnel and legal reasons.
Second it.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Okay. 5-minute recess, we'll hit executive.
This audio was brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your location agent and good neighbor.